Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Determining the value of agricultural land for property tax purposes in South Dakota is a complex process. Each year, state lawmakers rely on SDSU ag economists to help with that task. They've developed a tool called the South Dakota Ag Land Income Tracker, which estimates land value based on average net income per acre. SDSU Extension Agribusiness Specialist Matthew Elliott explains the goal is to reflect the realistic earning potential of different farming systems.
And so that's what really the tool is aimed to do, collect as much data on yields, acres, different crops that are produced, what their prices are, and then figure out what the average income value is on an unimproved acre of cropland or non-cropland in the county.
Less data is now available from USDA's National Ag Statistics Service, so economists supplement it with information from USDA's Risk Management Agency and the Farm Service Agency. Elliott states the tracker blends it all together.
What are the crop yields? How many crop acres were there in that particular county? What was the price for that commodity? And then we're dividing total revenue in the county for all the crops that we're looking at and divided by the number of planted acres.
Assessing potential income on non-crop land is even more challenging due to limited data. For those acres, the tool taps county-level pasture land rental rates to help estimate value. The South Dakota Ag Land Income Tracker is available to the public. Learn more on the agribusiness page at extension.sdstate.edu.